File 8, Listening 1. Speaker 1.
The problem is finding the time to catch up with friends because we're all so busy nowadays. I work long hours, and then I have lots of stuff to do after work, too. I make sure that I meet up with my closest friends for coffee every week or so, though. I'd much rather see them than spend ages texting them. For me, you need to be in the same place for a good chat.
Speaker 2.
I've had the same group of friends for years and years, but we don't have nearly enough time to meet up for coffee or meals. So what we try to do, at least a few times a year, is just get away from it all for a couple of days. We take turns organizing these weekends. They're fun, and it means we spend quality time together. It's much better all around.
Speaker 3.
I just moved to a new city, and I really miss my old friends. I try to let them know what's going on in my life through Facebook, but not all of my friends use that. We have weekly phone calls, and that means I can catch up on all the gossip. We couldn't do that with text messages.
Speaker 4.
My friends are all over the place now, so it's hard to keep in touch with them all. But using Facebook or Twitter means that I can let them know, no matter where they are, what's going on in my life. And, of course, it works the other way around, too. Unfortunately, we don't have many chances to meet up face-to-face for coffee.
Speaker 5.
Well, I send my friends texts every now and then. They're good for double-checking plans and arrangements. You know, at the last minute when you're out. I use email, too. I actually spend a lot of time writing emails, but only to elderly relatives who live on the other side of the world, so I don't mind doing it. I love chatting on the phone, too, but don't do that very often.